I love you so, baby.
That's what I like to hear at the beginning of the day.
Oh, rap. See you coming home.
Ah, who said that? Jenner, you didn't say that, did you?
Never.
No. Kenny, you didn't say that, did you?
Not me.
Michael, did you say that?
I think so.
Wow, nice going, Michael. Nice going. It's 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen way to start the day or engage in the day. What's going on in the world? Let's see if we can run through some of these hits. The president talking about the Pentagon budget, how we can cut it, getting all the troops out of Afghanistan. Who's in favor of that? Say aye.
Aye.
Go ahead. I'm waiting until you say all opposed. Say nay.
What do you? Why would you want to keep troops in Afghanistan?
No, I actually want to get the troops out of Afghanistan.
All right, there we go.
I would like to only because they're not safe there anymore.
Well, they're not doing anything. The people that have died over there died in vain. It was a waste to have them go there.
It was not in vain.
Yes, it was. What did they do?
The Taliban's
stronger now than they've ever been. They're selling more dope to get back at the United States and the West for interfering in the operation of their country. What did we do?
They went over there to fight for their country.
Yeah.
So
no,
I
didn't go
really
over there
have
to fight
a problem
for their country.
What anybody says.
No,
wait a second.
No, they didn't.
Okay, so you're saying that the 3,000 people that died all just died for nothing.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. It was the biggest waste of human life in the history of the military. We went over there to get Obama, to get Osama bin Laden.
Him too.
And we failed at that because nobody seemed to have the stomach to chase him into Pakistan. So we went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
The problem is they did a lot of good in Iraq. They did some good in Afghanistan. But then it wasn't enough. What do you mean kids like I always go back to in Iraq? The girls got to go to school.
No, I'm not talking about
Iraq.
I'm talking about Iraq's not on the table.
Well, I mean, I think that they in Afghanistan, they were not given enough support. We were already starting to withdraw some of our troops.
Jennifer,
I think in
you're
Afghanistan,
making my argument for me.
What?
You're making the argument. They didn't have support. It was poorly conceived, poorly run, and therefore the men and women who died over there died for nothing.
In the morning that they died for nothing, because I don't think they did. I think they died trying to represent our country, too.
They did. All of those things are true. You have not said anything yet that wasn't true. The point that I'm making is, when you look at what's going on there today, there is no good permanently that has come from our men and women losing their lives or investing their time in a country that never wanted us there in the first place.
Right. No, I can agree with you on that.
Right.
What I don't like is when you say that people die in vain. Because
I think they did, because I would rather see all of them alive still and in uniform doing something worthwhile. That's what I'm saying.
I think we can all agree on that.
There you go. Thank you. 888-30. I'm not looking for agreement, but as long as we're there, let's keep moving. 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com.
Do you like the play? Do you like the? You like withdrawing, obviously, but what about the cuts to the military? That I don't like.
Well, but you're not looking at it from the point of... Well, you can look at it from the point of view whichever you choose because you're an adult. I look at it from the point of view of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, and the fact that for $460 billion, if we get rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, we'd have the same, we wouldn't have to cut anything.
But does that get rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse?
$460 billion? Yeah, that gets rid of
it. It's going to help, right? But here's the deal. I mean, in every war that we've ever had, that we've ever been into, when we come back, we always cut the military, and then we're always caught with our pants down. So is that
really
the wise decision? Shouldn't we be making cuts everywhere, not just the military?
Well, yeah, we should make cuts everywhere, but we should realize how much of a factor waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse is in the running of the entire government. But it is most demonstrated in the Defense Department. There are plenty of other, every other area has the same waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in terms of the literal abuse of the taxpayer. But in this circumstance, we wouldn't have to cut anything. We would have to cut no personnel. The thing that most people, when they think about this, are concluding is that the way the men and women who get out of the service are treated abysmally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a disgrace, and why there isn't more being done about it instead of these phony politicians using these men and women as backdrops for their own political campaign. And then, you know, realize that the average person, I think, what was it? Was it a sergeant? $30,000 a year. I forget which level, which grade. But how do you have a family? How do you attract people and pay them $30,000 a year, and then say when they're all done, if they have any problems, screw you, we're not going to help you? How do you represent, as much as we give them this belonging, if you are at American Airlines and you're a uniformed military personnel. You get on the plane with those who are in first class. There's our recognition. That's it. Other than that...
Well, I think you're sold the bill of goods that you'll be taken care of for life if you become a soldier, and I think that's not really fair because you don't. I mean, I think for young people, they get education paid for.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. Probably the majority of the time. But the health care is, I think the real issue. I think that's where there's a huge weakness.
Nah, I think it's a lot more than that. I think that the suicide rate... 25 a week?
Well, again, it's the health care, because you wouldn't get the treatment you need.
Mental health as well as physical health, yes. A lack of jobs available for veterans. Remember when I had that advertiser, it was a year or so ago, who was looking to hire 8,000 veterans for work overseas, and that's all he hired were veterans? There have been some people who have done that who are really interested in helping these people find themselves. But when there are many of them are on the unemployment line because they can't find jobs for whatever the reason. So I just think that our whole approach to this is faulty. And if you have to point the finger of guilt or blame at anybody, it's the people in Washington who are not managing this properly. And I don't think there's any disagreement with anybody on that one, is there? Hearing none?
No disagreement.
I move on. No. It's more fun, though, if we disagree a little, just as long as we're not disagreeable. It's nice to disagree.
But don't be disagreeable.
Don't be disagreeable. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug, Jen, and Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or Twitter. But what are your thoughts about the cuts in the military that have been proposed? Most people think because even though the troop strength gets cut, more focus is on the things that are not needed, the military hardware that's not needed, that still seems to be something that these guys, all these toys, they like to play with.
I guess the bottom line is I like cuts to be consistent across the board, and it seems like they are not at this point.
You mean in other departments?
Yeah, I think if we're going to make cuts in defense, I mean, that's what I'm getting at. If we're going to make cuts in just defense, then we should make cuts. We should be making cuts everywhere instead of just doing this.
Order is to change.
Yeah, we are. This is just in the forefront this week because Hagel came out with what the defense budget cuts are that he's proposing.
All the other budgets have
been. Congress has been fighting and doing nothing about cuts in everywhere else for years.
Yeah. Plenty of places where there can be cuts. Now, look at all the programs that don't work.
Right.
And they aren't even zero budgeted. They just tack on 10% from year to year.
You look at, not to put a huge magnifying glass on Obamacare, but when you look at how much that costs, and then there's another report out yesterday that hits close to home for me as a small business person, where now, 11 million people in small business are going to be given higher insurance premiums because this program isn't working, that's where I get a little bit hot under the collar because it seems like we should be really smart about where we're throwing some money and instead of, taking it out of certain places to feed this other bigger thing that's costing us a lot of money and not good for everybody, that's where I have the problem.
The premise for Obamacare is excellent. The execution is a disgrace. The execution is a complete disgrace.
Everybody should have health care. I don't disagree with that. We should have a way to do that, but this is not the one.
Not the way. 15 past the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here with your thoughts on things. My thought on men's health, and especially the health of men's prostate, is I wake up in the morning wondering, how can I help men with prostate problems? Do I have problems with my prostate?
No, I actually was not asking that. I was just wondering if you wake up in the middle of the night and get out your journal and jot down some
questions.
Well,
I didn't go to bed until the middle of the night because my plane sat on the runway in Las Vegas for 2 hours because there was a mechanical.
Should've driven.
Crap can Airbuses. And it was so they wouldn't take off. We went back to the gate, sat around for another hour. By the time I got out of there, it was 8 o'clock.
Did you gamble?
Back here. 5 cents.
5 cents?
I gambled 5 cents in the slot machine waiting by the gate, and then I tried to curl up on the floor and go to sleep. I didn't have much luck doing that, but it was...
You know what happens on the floor of the Vegas airport?
I don't think that's why I got up, actually. I didn't start thinking about it. That's exactly why I got up.
Gross.
Yes, very gross. Forget the nearest bathroom and waking up in the middle of the night. Say goodbye to never quite feeling relieved. That's maybe a little too much information, but that's what goes on with men who are in their 50s and older. Sometimes it even starts when you're in your 40s. So it's an invitation that I extend to you to join the PT9 revolution and thus experience this incredible all-natural prostate health formula that brings relief to thousands and thousands of aging men every single day. Every single day, you need to feed your prostate so that you don't get up in the middle of the night and bother your spouse. Many women call 800-811-3790 so they can experience the benefits of their man having a healthy prostate. Because otherwise, 2-3 times during the night, Fred gets up out of bed, stumbles his way to the bathroom, goes to the bathroom, comes back, gets into bed, you know, just kind of messes with the pillows and the covers and stuff, and you're awake and you want to pound him one. So you don't have to do that. Call 800-811-3790. I believe in nonviolence. So I'm here to help you get a good night's sleep for your man. 800-811-3790. Never mind just that, but PT9 not only keeps you from getting up in the middle of the night, going to the bathroom, makes the prostate healthy, but it makes it almost... It makes it almost impossible to have problems with your prostate because you fed it and kept it healthy. The reason men have problems with their prostate is because they have too much fat in their diet. So if you're not eating a lot of fat and you're feeding your prostate with the 8 ingredients that are in PT9, you're A-okay. You're all set. Alcohol and fat are what causes prostate cancer. 800-811-3790. That's the number. Feed it. Keep it healthy. You'll love everybody forever because you get a good night's sleep. Isn't it really, though, honestly... you feel so much better about the life that you're living if you have a good night's sleep. 800-811-3790 for PT9.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Shout it out, but I can't hear a word you say.
Connection to entertainment.
I'm talking loud,
starting
not
with some of the participants in The View last night. Here's a lady named Madeline Page singing a song called Titanium. What do we know about that song?
Yeah, I don't know.
Kenny?
I don't know this one either.
All right. Now let's listen to it for a bit and see who turns around. Anybody else?
She turned around.
I don't know. Well, actually, the three of them did. Adam, Blake, and Usher.
Really?
Turned around. Here they are arguing with each other about trying to get Madeline's commitment.
I really need to work with a young female artist because I'm ready to share a lot of the things that I've learned.
Sounds like
in 23
it.
Years doing what I do. I started out when I was 13 years old.
Man, Usher, you didn't say anything smart like that.
Well, I mean, the reality is actually I've worked with a teenager.
It's not smart.
Oh.
It's sincere. No, really.
What teenager would that be?
She knows.
No, but that's not even my point.
You worked with Miley Cyrus?
I started at 11.
Oh, snap.
I'm serious. I really do feel like I could...
Exciting.
Yeah, I really do feel like... Can I talk, please?
Who's enjoying this?
What you want is someone who's going to nurture your talent.
I said nurture you first.
You're arguing with them.
Someone who will remain invested throughout this entire process. This moment matters, and you got to make the right choice. I'm your guy.
How about them apples? I don't know who she ended up choosing. Does anybody know?
No, but the drama's now killing me.
Usher, apparently, yes.
Oh,
figure
okay.
that out.
That's because Usher worked with Justin Bieber.
Really?
We have to thank him for that.
There's a real claim to fame.
Thanks, Usher.
Yeah,
thanks,
nice
Usher.
Job. All right, meanwhile, last night of the late night shows, we start off with a laugh or two from Conan O'Brien, then Jimmy Fallon, then David Letterman, then Seth Meyers, maybe.
A new study just came out, reveals that men and women who are friends with benefits are able to maintain the friendship even after the benefits end. Yes. Yeah. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Yeah, the study refers to this arrangement as marriage.
Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is making the rounds again. Today, he did an interview with Matt Lauer on the Today Show. Yeah, it was great. Matt Lauer was like, thanks for getting up early to be with us. And then Ford said, I never went to bed. For 2 weeks. Actually, he's doing pretty well. In fact, right now, he said he can lift up to 10 grams right up his nose. One sniff, good for him.
How about that mess in the Ukraine? Isn't that creepy? And the guy, Viktor Yanukovych, was chased out of town by an angry mob. And I said, well, hell, happens to me every night. I get to my car. But... this guy Yanukovych has been around a long time. Remember back in the 80s when he was Weird Al Yanukovych?
That was your joke yesterday.
Shows that half of New Jersey residents believe Chris Christie was involved in the Bridgegate scandal. Half of them. While the other half know how to keep their frickin' mouth shut. Christie's approval rating in New Jersey has dropped 9 points since the scandal broke, while New Jersey's approval rating has stayed constant at zero.
So do we think he sounds like a high school kid?
I don't think he sounds like a high school kid. That's his shtick from Saturday Night Live. His delivery is very much the same that it was on SNL.
So what do we think about him? Maybe it's too early to make a judgment.
Too early to tell.
I wouldn't
gotta
be
let him settle in.
Staying up to watch him, however. It's frustrating to hear some of these people try as hard as they do. The more I hear Fallon, he sounds the most natural. Conan, maybe too. I don't ever, having watched David Letterman for a long time, ever thought he'd fit into that slot. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Tory Clark. Coming right up, has Obama been using his executive authority well against climate change?
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Clark. Given the costs and rise of extreme weather, should President Obama go around the Republicans in Congress with executive orders reducing plant and car emissions?
The president's going to use his executive power. The United States is the second biggest contributor to global warming, or one of the two biggest contributors to global warming. China's the other. And I think that the predicate of going to India and China and saying, look, we have to do something about this globally, is that the U.S. shows that it's willing to do something.
Especially with the economy, which I think most people recognize is starting to come back, he's going to get a lot of resistance from those who say, don't upset the apple cart now. We're just starting to get the economy back. Don't start putting additional burdens on the backs of these businesses. Doesn't mean he won't do it.
This is Mark Green, and that was your boat.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
What's on the agenda for this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program? Some television news, a little more, maybe just quickly, whoo. You know what that is, Jennifer?
Whoo. No, what's a whoo?
Whoo.
I mean, I know what a whoo is, but what's whoo. A whoo?
That's a gentleman who's somewhat effeminate responding to the anti-gay bill in Arizona.
Oh.
Governor there says she's probably not going to sign the bill because it would be bad for business.
Yeah.
And take it at its face value. And there are those that, well, but she really wants to, because that's what she really believes. How do you know what she believes? Why don't you take on
and
the
who cares
face?
What she believes? As long as she's not right. Legislating from that and legislating from what right. She thinks is right for the state, that's okay.
There you go. All right. Right, there's that. That's a good way of looking at it. Yes, yes, yes. The Winter Olympics fell short of NBC's expectations, advertiser expectations. In fact, the numbers which were guaranteed to be the same as the 2010 games in Vancouver were off by 12%. So, but they were up by, this is really, NBC says, but they were 6% better than the 2006 numbers. Well, the advertisers are going to grab onto that. Downton Abbey is becoming one of my favorite programs. It's such an interesting soap opera. The fourth season finale last Sunday averaged 8.5 million viewers. I would have thought the number would have been higher than that, Jennifer, wouldn't you?
I would think so, yes.
I wonder why. But it still was everybody was talking about it the next day. Or I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people were talking about it.
I know. It makes me feel left out, so I think I'm going to have to start watching.
You don't know anything about the program?
I know a little bit because my mom's a huge fan. She's hooked. And
yeah,
so she
really
tells me about it. And she's like, you got to start watching it. So it makes me feel like I have to start watching
it. I don't know. I know the storyline, basically. I've not seen all of the episodes. But I find it to be good when it comes to drama. And the people who are in it are now getting into movies here and there. One of the daughters in Downton Abbey is in this movie with Liam Neeson that comes out this weekend.
Nonstop.
The plane caper. Hugh Bonneville was in Monuments Men. And so a lot of these people are getting around. Hugh Bonneville plays the father, if you will. I guess the patriarch.
What if I won't?
Downton Abbey. I'm sorry about that. Let's do some money news here. The largest Bitcoin exchange abruptly went offline and is filing for bankruptcy. Bitcoin investors left to worry about the fate of their money. Prices of Bitcoin dropped sharply yesterday in the story I saw in the New York Times. The company's called Mt. Gox. 606-235-8500. That's their phone number. They lost 744,000 Bitcoins. Please explain to me. Bitcoin goes back to 2009. It's sort of a business-to-business way of paying for things. But how is it established what a Bitcoin is worth? I still haven't, in all of these conversations and all of this focus on Bitcoins, what are they worth?
Well, I think that's the question, isn't it, Ken? I mean, who sets that exchange rate? Bitcoins are traditionally, and I don't know, this is something maybe more up your alley, Ken, but they're like traditionally used for online transactions or for games or stuff like that. So to set an economy for something like this is, I think, where it gets a little sticky.
Can you use it and buy a car?
I
think there was one dealership that was accepting Bitcoins.
I thought I had
seen a story about it. But.
Don't you remember the radio station in my neck of the woods, KCAA, Fred Lundgren station,
right?
That would take Bitcoins for advertising.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Along with anything else you have, gold tea.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, one of those, huh? Speaking of that, here in California yesterday, a couple got quite a surprise when they were out walking their dog. They stumbled on $10 million of rare gold coins buried in their backyard.
What?
You didn't hear the story?
No.
Oh, yeah.
How come the people have all the luck?
$10 million. And last night on the news,
buried in my backyard.
I was in the plane. They had, you could get Dish TV or whatever it is. So I was watching. I felt great because I was watching all the CBS Tuesday night shows that I can't normally watch because they're on too late for me to stay up here in California. So I was getting New York CBS, and I watched Person of Interest and the last part of L.A., UCLA, what is it? Yeah, yes. Whatever the hell. It's like alphabet soup. So anyway, and the news started, and this was the story that led. They showed pictures of these coins. They're like minted coins in plastic wrappers. So they're not. They didn't get buried there by some pirate. Somebody who lived in the house before must have buried them there, for whatever the reason.
Well, you know, after my grandfather passed, and then my grandmother passed, and my dad and my uncle were cleaning out the house that I now live in.
Yeah,
they were fixing tile in the family room area. There was some tile on the ground. They were fixing because they were going to put carpeting in, and they lifted up a tile and found $5,000 that Bunky had sucked away.
Really? So what did they do with it?
They split it.
They give any to you?
Not a thing.
Really?
Oh,
and
no.
You had bought the house?
Not yet. At that point, it was too early.
So who was it in your family that split the money?
My dad and my uncle.
And they split it?
Of course.
Your uncle Chuck?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, I'm going to have to take your father to task for that one.
Why?
Well, because they should have given it to you.
They should have. You know, I didn't get a bit of inheritance from my grandparents, and we were really close. But you know what? I'd rather have them than the money.
All right. Asiana Airlines has been fined $500,000 for failing to assist family members of passengers. Remember the flight that crashed last year at San Francisco Airport? U.S. Department of Transportation has never issued a penalty like that before. No airline ever accused of breaking U.S. laws that require swift and generous assistance to the relatives of crash victims. So the three people who died and the others who were injured when the flight clipped the seawall while landing, the feds found it took 5 days for Asiana to even reach out to the families of all these passengers. The airline lacked translators, personal training for the people on the plane. All that stuff was found lacking, so they fined him $500,000. Okay. I'm all right with that. Anybody got a problem with that?
No, it was handled poorly.
It was very... the plane landing was handled. It was their fault, the pilot's fault, the plane crashed in the first place.
Yeah, and sometimes money is the only way to actually nick the big companies. So there you go.
Mrs. Obama made some announcements yesterday. Speaking of the White House, she laid out new rules against advertising junk food and sugary drinks in the nation's schools under a new law that's been proposed. Advertising for unhealthy foods will be prohibited on school campuses during the school day. Ads on scoreboards during school sporting events would be included. So no more Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola ads when you're watching a football game on the scoreboard. Who thinks this is a good idea?
Oh, you mean during the high school sports?
During the school day and during sports.
Yeah, I think it should be up to the schools, less than the government. Why
is it up to the federal government to do this?
I mean, it should be good decision-making at the school level, I would think.
How about good decision-making
at
home
the personal level?
Teach people about these things.
I know.
The nanny state. This is nanny. It's nanny stuff. It's like nobody's got enough.
Why are they advertising to kids during the school day?
That's what I was wondering. Where the advertising actually takes
place? Well, schools. Okay, so here's what's happened. Some schools trying to raise money for various programs have allowed advertising to go on to come into the schools.
Right.
You didn't know that?
But usually it's like Joe's Hardware Store, not necessarily national advertising campaigns from Coke.
Right, but these people, whether it's Coca-Cola, the regional people who have the distributorship would be paying for it in high schools, et cetera, et cetera. If you go to a gymnasium now in most high schools, there are all kinds of advertising, local advertising all over the place.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think that happens a lot. I think any high school, private or public, you go into, you'll see.
I'll ask my mom. I'll see if there's where the advertising is at her high school since she teaches at one.
See what she says. And report back to us.
She'll be our reporter on the ground, Doug.
Yes. 17 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. If you're one of the millions of American men and women who have thinning hair, are you suffering? If you don't have hair, would you say people who are losing their hair are suffering? Not sure I would say they're suffering, but it's distracting and distressing.
Yeah, it can be embarrassing.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen up then. If we've decided that you don't like, I think that's basically what we're doing, is appealing to those who don't like the fact that they don't have as much hair as they used to, and they'd like to have some of it back again. And the way to do it, the first line of defense for those of you who want to have your hair back, is Provia. Provia. Provia is the first and only natural hair thinning treatment. It's been proven to work on the causes of hair thinning. It's safe. No side effects. It's not a prescription. It's an all-natural product that cleanses the pores in your scalp, cleans out the yucca bunga that's in there that's keeping the hair, the follicles that are under the scalp, from growing back again. You will love this product because your hair will come back and it'll seem fuller, more manageable. You will really enjoy what Provia does. And most of all, it's safe for colored and treated hair as well. Men and women are using Provia. Right now, you call 800-525-8319 when you order Provia. Mention Doug Steffen, you get a brand new Provia Super Concentrate as well. So you have two of these Provia products. Regular Provia, Super Concentrate Provia, 800-525-8319. And for a limited time, you can upgrade to priority shipping free as well. That's 800-525-8319 to get your hair back safely without any drugs. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert. When it comes to 2014 New Year's resolutions, consumers are focused on health, both physical and financial. However, 55% of Americans abandon their New Year's resolutions by April. There are some tips to help you stick with your financial resolutions. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
A recent Bank of America survey found 51% of respondents are resolving to improve their financial health this year. While there are multiple ways to do so, one option is to get cash back when you make the majority of your purchases. Cards like the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card can reward you with cash back. Use the card to get 1% back on all purchases, as well as 2% at grocery stores and 3% on gas, up to $1,500 per quarter. Redeem cash rewards into a Bank of America checking or savings account and use the 10% bonus to help cover the extra costs in the new year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Ooh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Malibone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's a reminder, if you have nasal congestion now, get powerful relief. Now, Afrin, no drip, starts working in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Please use it as directed. It's kind of like the ads they have in Las Vegas. I was in Las Vegas yesterday. Please gamble responsibly.
Yeah, and you know, by every cash cage in Vegas, when you cash your money out, they always have a little brochure that says, if you have problems with gambling, contact the people who care.
Don't come to Las Vegas.
Stay here a little longer and then contact the people who care.
Stay an extra day and then contact them.
Because we'll get you.
In the wake of last week's report that we talked about here, that the FCC is backing down on its previously announced plan to monitor broadcast and newspaper newsrooms. Remember, they were going to try to assess whether or not the news media
with an innocent survey
is meeting the public's critical information needs.
Yes.
Well, there's a Rasmussen poll that came out yesterday of 1,000 likely voters showing that 74% of you believe the government has no business monitoring, policing, or even, investigating, sticking their nose into the content of whatever news organizations this country are covering. Let's see here. Even higher percentage, 77% of respondents said that they are more than, there are more than enough traditional and digital media outlets to make it possible for anybody to access just about any kind of political news, any kind of news content at all. 38% still believe the government should require radio and TV stations to offer equal amounts of conservative and liberal commentary, however, when it comes to the so-called news talk radio stations. Nearly half disagree with what would amount to a return of the fairness doctrine. 13% said they haven't really made up their mind yet. Why, it's only been an issue for 40 years. Wouldn't want anybody to get too close to that. I'm looking at the numbers. The breakdown of the numbers shows the respondents who identified as Democrats were the biggest supporters of government-mandated equal commentary rules, 45%, 53% of Republicans, 55% of voters in general who are not affiliated with either party said they were opposed to any and all of this stuff. All right? So, I guess that's the final word on that. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, should you want to take a gander at it and participate in it, it's kind of, well, I would say it's a good one because it has to do with Johnny Cash, who will be featured musically during the program here and there today. Would have been 82 today, so tell us what your favorite Johnny Cash song was. 51 after the hour, and good day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
After the hour on the Wednesday Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's Tech Talk time here on Good Day. Jennifer and Kenny and I want you to pay attention to a couple of important stories. Shelley Palmer, our reporter, first here to talk with you about Google's recently released do's and don'ts. The do's and don'ts, the dems, dats, d's and do's, and the don'ts for Google Glass. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
Tomorrow, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally facing battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns tomorrow night at 10, 9 central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google's been asked all sorts of questions since it first showed off Google Glass in 2012, and the company recently put together a helpful list of do's and don'ts to make sure explorers get the most out of their new device. Here are some of the best tips. Engage the world around you. With a computer in front of your eyes, you don't have to look down to get information. Have a Google Plus Hangout. Get walking directions to a new restaurant or check on your delayed flight, all without having to look down at your phone and miss what's going on around you. Also, remember that Glass can respond to voice commands, which frees up your hands when you're cooking, golfing, or doing just about anything else. Say, "Okay, Glass, take a picture," and you've got a hands-free shot of whatever you're looking at. Finally, use Screen Lock. It's just like your smartphone. Screen lock. It won't let anyone use your device without first knowing your passcode. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn even more tips and tricks.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
Tomorrow, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally face in battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns tomorrow night at 10, 9 central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
All right, the new season of History's hit series Vikings is back on. The epic battle returns Thursday tomorrow at 10 Eastern, 9 Central. So if you want to fight for your fate and enjoy the Vikings, help yourself. Meanwhile, back on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, the ladies on The View talked about a survey that suggests over half of parents do not like seeing their children's photos on other people's Facebook page. Listen to the discussion and see what you think.
A new survey found that more than half of parents on Facebook said they hate seeing photos of their children posted on someone else's page. Now, some won't even let their kids pose in pictures anymore just to make sure they don't end up online. Do you guys?
I think if our kids are, you know, are known, it's a little bit more personal. My friends do ask permission, and I'm very grateful. My Facebook page is private, my personal one, so my friends know that it's okay. I have the permission to use their kids, but God forbid, you know, they posted or tweeted something.
I started posting pictures of Jeffrey. I never used to post any where I would blur his face or only the back of him, but I started posting pictures of Jeffrey because I want people to know what my kid looks like. God forbid anything ever happens. Because sometimes you keep it private and they don't know, you know.
Oh, and that's Jeffrey right there.
So you know, if you see that little boy wandering out the streets without that girl with a wig, you know something's going on.
Dangerous.
You think
and my daughter is a grown woman and doesn't want her picture and says to me, don't show me. I want my anonymity. Mm-hmm. Please don't show me and don't have other
Jeffrey
people.
Jeffrey don't know what anonymity means.
I ask all my famous friends to post pictures of my kids because I want some of that Olsen twin money. I want my twin pictures.
I do think about Madonna when she posted her son and her son's friends pretending to be drinking on her Instagram and gotten a lot of trouble. I think you have to be careful.
All right, so who thinks keeping children off of Facebook is a good idea? Kenny, would you? You probably keep your kids off, right?
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.